Karen, K-A-R-E-N, Robertson, R-O-B-E-R-T-S-O-N, 7657. This is a 67-year-old woman lives with her fiancé in Houston, Texas, on Safeguard Street. Patient has extensive history of ETOH and tobacco abuse in the past. She's originally from Houston, Texas. She's single, but she lives with her fiancé. She has done a lot of housekeeping work and restaurant work in the past period. In a paragraph in the past few months, she's been in and out of the hospital. She calls the ambulance on a regular basis because of shortness of breath, period. In a paragraph, she suffers from COPD, exacerbation of COPD, hypertension, diabetes, weight loss, and protein calorie malnutrition, period. In a paragraph, the only surgery she's had is tonsillectomy. COVID immunization, yes. Up-to-date medication, albuterol nebulizer treatment on a regular basis, at least 4 to 6 times a day, Norvasc 10 milligram a day, metformin 500 milligram a day, twice a day, lorazepam 1 milligram up to 3 times a day for air hunger and anxiety related to her COPD, Crestor 10 milligram a day, Norco 5-325 up to 4 times a day, prednisone 10 milligram, which she just recently got started and is cutting down, but anytime she goes below 10 milligrams, she gets quite short of breath, period. Surge, family history, mom died of congestive heart failure, dad died of heart disease and myocardial infarction, surgery, only tonsillectomy years ago. Review of system, weight loss, shortness of breath, hospitalization, numerous for exacerbation of COPD, difficulty breathing, has had issues with prednisone, has required prednisone on a regular basis, air hunger, decreased weight, protein, calorie, malnutrition, weakness, evidence of core pulmonale with pulmonary hypertension associated with lower extremity edema. On examination, 90% oxygen on room air. Otusat, 90%, 136 over 88, 68, 18, 98.6. Or 22 and 98.6, heart positive, swarm positive, verse 2, tachycardic. Heart rate is 108, not 68, sorry. Lungs, ronchi, rouse, coarse breath sounds, abdomen soft, skin shows no rash, oral mucosa with hemlesion, logical non-focal. Patient has what looks like JBD on the exam, lower extremity shows trace edema, neurological non-focal. Assessment, here we have a 67-year-old woman with history of COPD. During the most recent hospitalization, she was told she needs to seek hospice and not come back and forth to the hospital, period. She was told that the emergency room is not anywhere that she can come to get medications increased, and that should be done by hospice and palliative physician and a company at her house, period. For this reason, patient is seeking palliative care. She needs oxygen, her O2 sats 90% with at room air, with no activity, it drops down into the mid-80s, period. In paragraphs, she suffers from air hunger, chronic pain, protein, calorie, malnutrition, decreased weight, requiring more help with ADL. She's dependent on her fiancé. She does wear a pull-up because from time to time she loses bowel and bladder control, period. Because of her end-stage COPD, she has pulmonary hypertension, she has tachycardia, and she has JVD along with core pulmonale, period. In the paragraph, patient is also not eating as much, she's anxious, she requires high dose of lorazepam to control her symptoms, period. In the paragraph, she also has issues with pain, where she takes Norco 5-325 for a period. In the paragraph, it's getting harder and harder for her to go see her PCP, that's why she calls an ambulance when she gets short of breath and gets transferred to the emergency room, hence the reason for palliative and hospice care evaluation at home, period. Overall prognosis is quite poor, especially since she has no intention of stopping smoking, period. New paragraph, patient would benefit from end-of-life care at home, along with O2, NEP treatment on a regular basis, and nursing aids evaluation on a regular basis to control her breathing and her symptomatology. Thank you.